Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian. Welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 4 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is Mark, the first chapter, 12th to the 13th verses. Immediately, the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered to him. The title of our devotion today is Cultivating Spiritual Hunger. Even Jesus disconnected from the world to fast and pray. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke speak of Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. They also describe other times Jesus pulled away from the demands of the crowds, his ministry, and even his closest friends to pray. There are times that we, too, need to pull away from the things of the world and focus on God. The things of the world can certainly include more than just food. In fact, in our world, it is more likely to be television, movies, Facebook, Twitter, cell phones, and internet that keep us tuned in to the world. None of these things are wrong in and of themselves, but they are avenues for a mental and spiritual crowd to gather around us and drown out the gentle voice of the Holy Spirit. Fasting is a means of disconnecting from the distractions of daily life and consciously choosing to bring God into greater focus. Giving up physical nourishment is the first step in engaging that process. If you think about it, though, we nourish our souls as well as our bodies. We do so through reading, talking, socializing, playing, and leisure. When we fill our souls up with all those things, we don't feel a hunger for God. During this time of fasting, we may feel physical hunger, but let's be intentional about cultivating spiritual hunger as well. Let's draw away from the crowds and lay aside for a season the activities we use to nourish our souls. Instead, let's allow ourselves to enter a state of spiritual hunger, a hunger for righteousness. Jesus said that being spiritually hungry is a blessed state because we can be sure of being filled with food that truly satisfies our deepest needs. During this time, you'll find that being still before the Lord will set you in a place of increased strength, peace, and hunger for God. Ask yourself these questions. Are you disconnected from the things that nourish your body and soul? What do you need to deny yourself so that this can be a powerful time in your life? Take time to pray and read God's word during the time you would normally do what you're fasting from. God will honor your heart and commitment. Let's pray. Lord, give us a spiritual hunger that we've never known before. Increase our thirst for righteousness, for purity, for holiness, for you, God. Break the power of sin and worldly habits that keep us from you. Pour your cleansing, living water through us and make us a vessel that you can use to refresh others. Make us an instrument of your healing and compassion. Use us in your service. Help us to remember the brevity of our lives and to store up treasures in heaven. And finally, Father, I pray that you will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, your supernatural favor, and a close, close personal relationship with you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Remember, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. Our suggested meditation scriptures for today include Mark, the first chapter, verses 12 through 13, Matthew, the fifth chapter, the sixth verse, Matthew, the sixth chapter, verses 19 through 21, and 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 20 through 22. God bless you, and we just can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook, won't you? Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.